Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
3 o'clock hour here, live from the Kaseya Center. By the way, we are giving you a chance every day this week to win a pair of three-day passes to go to the Tortuga Music Festival. That's April 4th, 5th, 6th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Jelly Roll's going to be there, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, home bunch more. If you want to enter, today's code word is country. So text the word country to 20357. 20357. Text the word country and you are entered. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive.
I was at the South Beach Seafood Festival this weekend.
I think I saw some video of you out there. Solana sent me some video of you out there. What did I see? What did you say? It was that Jake Taffer or something, wasn't it?
A little Irvine.
Oh, that's right, Robert Irvine, the bar rescue guy.
Yeah, he thought he was about to get off on me. He was about to mess with me.
He's a big fella, and he's former military. I like his show. And Solana sent me a clip of you up on stage. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was talking about salt, adding salt to something. And he said, what is salt or where does it come from? And then you said, you go from the ground. And he goes, so what does that make it? And he's looking for the word mineral. It would make it a mineral. And you responded, dirt.
That's my man.
Yeah.
He tell me, take your glasses off because I might slap you. I say, you better not slap me. Get the bail money ready. I am just joking around. Oh, yeah, get that accent out of here, man.
Dirt.
Dirt, he said.
A mineral.
Like, yeah. And then he's just like, correct, a mineral. Like, just like, yeah, you said dirt. We're going to move on.
He's talking about exfoliating me.
Salt. So where does salt grow? In the ground. So that makes it
dirt.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of
salt,
sense.
But you know salt isn't dirt. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense, sure, if you want to extrapolate out. It's earth. Like, maybe earth, you could say. But to go, yeah, salt is dirt. Like, you know it's you know it's not dirt.
So I went on stage after him. I went and did a cooking demonstration. So they bring me over just to show me the setup.
Right.
I walk over, and he calls me up on stage. He's like, I need some big guys. I'm like, I don't want to be over here with you. And then I knew who he was. I watched the show. I didn't know he was going to try to make a joke out of you. So once it was joke time, I was like, yeah, it's joke time.
All right. You want to go? Here we go.
Yeah, let's go. And, yeah, he was cool, though. I talked to him afterwards.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He's cocky as all get up.
He's got a legit swagger about him because he walks into these places, man, and he tears them apart to the owner's face, you know, and tells them essentially that they're worthless. Everything that they believe in is worthless. He's got a nice formula. He's got a formula that works.
He does. And they had, like, helper, like, sous chefs that weren't his. He was lighting
them
up.
Giving them hell, yeah.
You know how to cut tuna? Well, you just get off stage. Somebody else up here. I'm like, man, these are students at a culinary school. Like, let him give him a break.
All right, let's get headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Hey, Dan, did Jimmy have a 305 alarm? I know
yeah, Dan bad. Was kind of – I was watching Dan. Bless he was in his own world. And Jimmy didn't have that. Like, Jimmy was waiting. Like, he was – I saw Jimmy, but for whatever reason, he didn't want to say to Dan, like, hey, fire off the 305 alarm. He's just so dang polite.
I know, and I'm sitting here still enthralled by this Jaden Daniels Hail Mary yesterday. And Jimmy, all you had to say was stop watching the replay for the 100th time and hit the 305.
But he kept looking at, like, I was watching it transpire, and he kept looking at him, and he kept looking at him. But Jimmy will not say anything. But anyway, thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, and congratulations to the GOAT of South Florida sports, Dwayne Wade.
Oh, look at that. So now we know the statue was meant to look like a goat. Now it all makes sense.
That's good. The big jaw.
Don't take it the wrong way, Solana. I'm staying for the game tonight because I love D Wade.
I don't want you here for the game. I got to be honest.
Fair enough. I'm leaving.
No, we got to go out there. I think that's what we got to do. It's got to be like a team exercise. We go out there, all three of us. And you look at it from the perfect angle that I saw it from yesterday, and you're going to know. You're going to know that it's a great statue. It's not as bad as people are saying. I'm telling you right now, you got to go out there, look at it from the right angle.
I know
what Dwayne Wade looks like. Just tell you that now.
You were with him Friday.
I was with him on Friday. Like, I know what Dwayne looks
I know.
Like.
I mean, you could see it out there, right there on Dwayne Wade Boulevard as well.
Why'd they age him so much? He's only 40.
But you know that he was very active in this. Like, he went and visited the sculptors several times in Chicago. Like, this was his vision. So
he must need LASIK.
You're going to see this statue at Bascom-Palmer in a year.
Why are you sitting there blinking?
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you're confused. John Tapper is Bar Rescue. Robert Irvine is Restaurant Impossible. That's right. That's correct.
The British accent guy.
Yeah, Restaurant Impossible. I said Bar Rescue. Somebody else texts in, the Bar Rescue guy bar rescued the place 111 in Boca next to Hijinks, which he did. That's right where I live. They turned it into Boca Luna. And then last weekend, Boca Luna had a huge fire. Just sharing a little info.
Sharing his money.
Well, that's what I thought, but it was reopened a couple days later.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was my Lori and I were walking by it, and we go, oh, you know what that smells like? A claim.
It's so jaded.
I know, right?
You see that boat that got set on fire, submarine?
Yep.
First thing popping my mind. Yeah,
insurance
somebody
money.
Got insurance money.
Right?
Messed up, man.
All right, what are the headlines, Solana?
I think he also did Sambar in the Grove as well.
He turned
it into like some Korean barbecue place, and within like 3 weeks, right back to Sambar.
Yeah. That's the thing that I don't like about John Taffer, I think is his name, for Bar Rescue, is that, and even Restaurant Impossible, they changed the name. And it's like, and he tells you why you have to not be in love with the name that's been in your family for 87 years. And, like, I don't know. Sometimes it seems a little callous to me.
I'm over this John Taffer. I used to like the show, and it would reel you in because he'd be yelling at the manager and the employees. But now all he does is he walks in there, he changes the name, he yells at everybody, he sticks a paper napkin into a beer, and he walks out.
Everybody's seen that clip.
Everybody's like, so fascinated
by it.
But
it's like, it's the strangest thing. It is the same exact formula for every place.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell at you, you're going to tell off camera how you're not participating in this anymore. Then we're going to change the name, and then everyone's going to cry, and I've also fixed the father-son relationship that's been awry for 27 years.
Yeah, I like Irvine more than Taffer. I didn't know who the hell John Taffer was. But
yeah, Irvine's a cool dude.
Yeah. He got a little muscle to him, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was like a drill instructor or something. Like, but he lives, like he talks about it, the way that he runs businesses is the way that he was in the military.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, like, you know to the penny what your food costs are. Mm-hmm. There's no anything left for chance. You run a business the way you run a military, which is precise. And you'll know real quick if your burger is costing you $7.46 to produce, and you're charging $7 for it, guess what? It can be the greatest burger in the world. You're losing money every time you sell one. And so he gets down, like, to the penny what the cost is on each item.
That's cool.
The Miami Hurricanes, they beat the Noles 36-14. They're 8-0. FSU 1-7. Bums.
Bums.
Damian Martinez, by the way, since Cam Ward couldn't throw the ball long, they're playing like two deep covers the entire time. He went off 148 yards, two touchdowns, kind of like his first big, big game since transferring to UM. They're gonna play Duke on Saturday at noon.
All right.
The Miami Heat do play tonight. Dwayne Wade got his statue yesterday. D-Wade spoke. UD spoke. Jax kind of emceed the entire event. And D-Wade's son spoke. Pat Riley spoke as well. It was a cool event yesterday.
Yeah, that was a who's who of Heat royalty.
Think Jimmy will drop three again for Wade?
You're just going to ignore the Charlotte win, are you? Because Jimmy
what
Butler.
Have? What do you have, like 26 or so?
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty good in the fourth quarter. You're just going to ignore the Charlotte win?
Hey, Charlotte.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. They lost on UD night last year. They lost on Riley night the other day. Don't lose on Dwayne Wade night.
Detroit stinks, though, don't they?
They're 0-3.
Yeah.
So this will be a clutch game with 30 seconds left. Right. No doubt in my mind.
Book it. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think they're 8.5-point favorites last I looked.
The Panthers beat the Islanders, and you're here. I imagine you're betting on something tonight.
No, I have $0 in my account. You think I'm joking. I have $0. And now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to be betting Dolphins-Bills by Sunday. Yeah. Tonight, though, nothing. And I got so many parlay ideas because it's a sports equinox. This one's going to hurt. I may have, like, sometimes I'll text Ryan to put a bet in for me because I can't get the bet in. So I may just go, hey, I can't put money in my account. It would make me feel bad. So here's what I want. Here's what I want to bet. And then Venmo him. It's weird. Yeah, if I Venmo him, it doesn't feel like I'm depositing money in the gambling account.
When you start betting $13 on a parlay, that's when I start feeling funny.
Oh, you know what? I do have a $10 free bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe I'll do that.
When you get down to like $17, it's not even evens. You're not doing 20, 50, 100. It's 1360, that's when I start feeling
that
crazy.
That was my Cowboys bet last night, $93.
That's when I just thought,
The Panthers play Friday in Finland. I think
this
it's
coming Friday. Yeah, yeah.
At 2 p.m.?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we'll be on about 5 o'clock.
Huh.
For an hour?
About an hour.
Hmm. You got a post game?
That's including the post game.
Oh.
Panthers play tonight, though.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They play the Sabres tonight. They scored 6 unanswered. Barkov is back, by the way. Saw Paul Maurice confirm that. That's at 7 p.m. tonight. And Inter Miami, 2-1 over Atlanta United. They play game 2 Saturday at 7 p.m. Game 1 of the World Series.
That was another loser I had over the weekend. I bet Inter Miami to win and total over 3.5. Total ended at 3. Yeah.
You guys watch any of the Inter-Miami game?
I did, yes. It was free on Apple TV.
It was.
Yeah.
Luis Suarez goal in the second minute, and then the goal from Jordi Alba was a golazo.
Oh, I didn't know you could watch stuff that early in the second minute. But ask me anything about the 70th, 80th minutes. Huh. I got you. I got you.
Saw the golazo.
I didn't even know they put it on that early.
So you watched the last 20 minutes.
About, yeah.
And you saw no goals.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a boring game.
Yeah.
No, I saw Leo Messi miss a ton of opportunities. And the guy had the ball. And I mean, he's knocking it off the goalie's knee. He's trying to get cutesy with the ball. And guy stinks.
I don't know if he stinks.
Well, don't quote me on that. When you're trying to hit that fourth goal,
yeah.
I mean, just put the ball in the net.
Simple as that.
Banging it off the goalie's knee, huh?
There was at the end there. He had him wide. Like, the goalie actually made a great save, but in my mind, it was him banging it off the goalie's knee.
That's an interesting way to put the goalie made an insane mother bleeping save.
He did. He made an incredible save on Messi, which, I mean, how great must that feel?
It is Messi. You do better than that.
Dirt. World Series Game 3 tonight. World Series the Game 1 of the World Series was insane. Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off, first time ever, walk-off Grand Slam to end a game. And then they won 4-2 the other day. Shohei Ohtani injured his shoulder sliding into second. He was stealing second. But it looks like he's going to play
tonight. Yeah, he's good to go. Good to go.
Huh.
It's crazy.
All right.
He gets hurt a lot.
Does he?
He's that's why he's not pitching.
Well, I mean, he had Tommy John surgery, didn't he? It's not like he had a little scrape.
Nobody
like,
hurt his knee in the first series.
The guy's a pitcher and the best hitter in baseball. What? One of the best pitchers in baseball and the best hitter. He hurt his pitching arm, which happens to pitchers all the time. And your take is he gets hurt a lot?
He's hurt for the season as a pitcher, but he can still bat. He hurt his knee or his hip or something early in the playoffs. Now he hurt his shoulder. I know he's great, but, you know, durability.
I mean, what are you on?
Durability.
It is funny considering your five-year NFL career, you played 16 games only once.
Hey, man, we weren't pressured like that back in the day.
These baseball players, though, constantly getting hurt, sliding. I mean, come on. Toughen up.
Right. Learn how to slide.
Now they wear these, like, mitts to slide. I mean, come on. What are you doing? Yeah, slide.
Oven mitts on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, the sliding mitt. I won't let LeChan wear it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
And they have in their back pocket.
Listen,
and all this.
You got to pull a hot pot off the stove. Put one of those gloves on. No doubt. Hey, playing baseball? What are we doing here?
I'm with you.
Another thing, get rid of the helmets. I was watching a clip the other day from the 50s. None of these guys wore helmets to bat.
Oh, I mean, helmets. Sometimes they hit the ball with their head. Oh, you think you're throwing heat? Watch this. Clunk.
I wouldn't go too far.
I don't know. It's a foggy memory.
Did you just say you were watching baseball from the 50s? What were you doing?
Yeah. I had a break from school.
It was live.
Speaking of using their head, Tua Tagovailoa, the loudest that stadium got yesterday. The Dolphins lost, by the way. I didn't even mention it. The loudest the stadium got yesterday was in, I think, the third quarter or the fourth quarter. Tua... pocket opens up, he runs down the field, and then he slid.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, Rob Pizzola texted me immediately, holy mackerel, he ran. There were no Tua rushing props.
None.
There was. Yeah. I would have bet the under. I'm glad there wasn't, because he flew over. Whatever it would have been, he flew over. I got more tweets and texts yesterday on two things. Tua sliding and hitting the rushing over. And Ladd bleepin' McConkey, 110 yards receiving, two touchdowns. The greatest game of his career. That bum.
It was National Tight End Day.
It was. Yeah. And Ladd McConkey went off.
I had Kittle in the night game. He went crazy, too.
Yeah, like 26 points.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in. First, Hawk says Messi stinks. Then Crowder says Otani stinks. Y'all are the best sports adjacent show on the radio.
It's pretty good. It just made me fragile.
Hey, Messi, you know, do it in the playoffs. Saw plenty of goals in the regular season. Do it in the playoffs.
Goalie to the right, kick it to the left.
I mean, seems pretty obvious to me. Especially if you're supposed to be the greatest ever.
Hey, Tua, beat the Cardinals. I mean, will you? Please. Hey, beat the Cardinals.
I don't remember Pele, you know, knocking him into the crotch of the goalie when you got a whole wide open net.
So, season's done? 2-5?
I mean, it's hard to see a pathway. I mean, it would start with... I mean, it would start with beating Buffalo Sunday... But
oh, come on.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Buffalo yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, how does that happen? Like, I just don't see it.
They beat the Seahawks team, I know, without Tua. But the same Seahawks team that dominated the Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills rocked them yesterday.
Ran them off the field.
Yep.
It's going to be tough. Another, you know what? The same thing. Tua comes back, maybe another game back. He was fumbling. Was that rust? Can he stay healthy? Like, it's an ongoing narrative now. If Tua plays, we're a little better.
Rust, you say. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm.
He looked great on the first drive, man.
Yeah.
He looked, the offense looked, it's I mean,
27.
Night and day compared to what we had watched for four games.
Yes.
Night and day.
It was well-balanced, too. They were running the football well.
It was very well-balanced. Devon Achane's legit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were some terrible play calls, too, by McDaniel at the end, specifically. There was a second down play call that I think wrecked the chance of winning that game. A couple head scratchers for me.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Rain subsided here. It's very nice. Rest of South Florida around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
In the next segment, we'll do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Adam Beasley talking about, you know, is the season over? Beasley writes in Pro Football Network, Stephen Ross should detonate the Miami Dolphins roster if there's a Week 9 loss to Buffalo. And I'll tell you what he writes. But he essentially writes, trade everyone except Tua, who he believes is untradeable because of the injuries in the contract. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
A dingo ate my baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
Where Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the Kaseya Center. What's that noise? Is there a big cruise ship moving or something?
It looks like the Royal Caribbean ship is headed out of here.
Look at that.
Independence of the Seas.
I still marvel. Anytime I see, if I'm driving 95 and an airplane is landing at FLL and it's coming right over your car, I marvel at that. And I still marvel at these cruise ships. I can stare at them all day because it does not make sense. Those are, I mean, between that and what's underneath the water, I mean, that's a building. And it's just floating in the water.
So it's a boat.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. Neither do airplanes. Airplanes don't make sense.
Boats don't make sense.
A rowboat makes sense. That thing makes no sense.
It's counterbalanced and they weigh it the right way. And it's just science. It's science.
I'm not certain. I think it's sorcery. You think it's science. I think it's sorcery.
You don't understand how planes fly?
Nope.
But you could land one.
I could land one. That is correct. I understand how they land.
I don't want to be on that plane.
Thanks, Jimmy. All right, let me do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. This is what Adam Beasley wrote at ProFootballNetwork.com. Hope is nearly gone. Soon it'll be time for change for the Miami Dolphins. Even a strong performance Sunday from Tua in his return from IR, he graded out as a B in Pro Football Network's proprietary QB Plus metric, wasn't enough for the Dolphins on Sunday. Their offense might have shown improvement, but now the defense is to blame after a second straight blown 10-point lead, this time in a 28-27 loss to a very mediocre Arizona team. So as a season with the highest of expectations reaches its tipping point, the Dolphins should consider the future. If they lose to Buffalo next Sunday, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross should triage the season and hold a fire sale ahead of the November 5th trade deadline. By the way, wouldn't that be an unbelievable election day? We're just concentrating on where Tyreek Hill is going and nothing more. This is Adam Beasley. No veteran should be off limits, except for perhaps Tua, who probably isn't tradable based on his contract and concussion history. But Teron Armstead, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, and Raheem Mostert all should be among those made available by the Dolphins via trade. To be clear, we're not saying the Dolphins should give any of those very good players away. But this nucleus pretty clearly is not going to win a Super Bowl. Better for Ross to recognize and act on that now while their value is the highest. The Dolphins could get a number of premium picks for those star players who probably would jump at the opportunity to join a team in contention. That haul combined with the tens of millions in freed up future cap space, would allow the Dolphins a chance to transition to a brighter future. And if Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel and general manager Chris Greer balk at the request, Ross should overrule them by any means necessary. McDaniel and his players, of course, aren't thinking in those terms right now. They still think they can turn things around and have a pretty good talking point for the team's 2021 season, if you think back to how that one started. There's always time, Tua said, of turning the season around. This was yesterday after the game. 17 games, that's a long time, a lot of games. So whether we're counted out or we're not, it doesn't matter. We're going to continue to play football. A lot of people in here know that 2021, we started out 1-7. So on and so forth. And Adam Beasley writes, that's a competitor speaking. Here's a realist speaking, and it's Adam Beasley. The Dolphins are one of the worst teams in football. They'd have a top 10 pick in April's draft if the season ended today. They should act accordingly. After losses in five of their last six games, the Dolphins at 2-5 were the AFC's 11th seed entering the 4 p.m. window yesterday. And while they're technically within two games of the number 7 seed, they're about to play the hardest game of their season to date. Next week is the annual road game against the Buffalo Bills, who have won 8 straight games versus the Dolphins at Highmark Stadium dating back to 2017. Some stuff from Mike McDaniel. Adam Beasley finishes it up by saying their season will effectively end Sunday with 2 months to go if they don't win. In that case, he writes, they should cut their losses, free up cap space, load up on picks, and not waste another season of their best aging players' careers.
Do you renovate or do you move? That's what it's about. And if they do move, and I say move on, like get rid of all this and this plan blew up, there's no way Chris Greer's here next year.
But how do you renovate? Like, you've got no room to renovate, really. You're not – I mean, you can't look at them and go, this is the piece they're missing. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. But it's not, oh, like the last four games, oh, the quarterback. If we have the – and they did. They put up more points than they have all season yesterday. So that part is addressed. They still couldn't get the win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a game that, you know, the way this season has gone, that's a game you have to win. Like he writes in that column, they're a very mediocre team, Arizona. They looked really good against the Dolphins. Like Kyler Murray looked, like sometimes he looks great, sometimes he doesn't. He looked great yesterday. But I don't know if there is a renovation possibility for them. I think it's either you believe that things have gone awry this year for whatever reason, but we can get it straightened out and we can win a Super Bowl or a playoff game or a conference championship with this team. Or, as Adam Beasley is suggesting, you absolutely cannot, and time to pull the plug.
If you're going to renovate, foundation has to be solid, right? A house. The foundation has to be good to renovate. If not, you knock it all down, and you rebuild. And I know nobody wants to talk about rebuild right now because you were close. Touche playoff appearances, you were close.
There was no thought of rebuild, and that's obviously evidenced by the fact of the contracts that were given out during this offseason. This has not even entered the conversation.
But let's be honest about what this team is now. Cardinals, Jacksonville, and two quarters versus Buffalo, you looked bad to mediocre. Mediocre to bad, period. And it wasn't good enough to beat those teams. And the teams that you did lose to, five of the last six, Hawk, not one of them is elite other than Buffalo. Like, not one of them. The reality is the foundation that Chris Greer built, unfortunately, we have to face the facts, is not a team that can contend. And I think that's the worst spot to be in football, which is you've built a team that can't contend.
And the other side, the person that argues would say, rebuild the offensive line. Get your line in order. You already have two great receivers. Tua stays healthy. You know what I'm saying? We've already seen great offenses. The cornerbacks being out, you know, with Kader Kohu and Cam Smith, can they develop? That's going to – honestly, that's Chris Greer's argument. Let me go out there. Teron Armstead's healthy the whole time. We had the offense that was top three in all categories. If you go 2-6, there's something not working there, and I don't know if I'm smart enough to figure it out, but Teron Armstead makes a lot of money. I was looking at their salaries a second ago. Like, there's a lot of old, highly paid guys. Teron Armstead.
Which is part of the roster construct problem, is that there's a lot of old. I mean,
Jalen Ramsey. Love Jalen to death. Jalen's the highest paid cornerback in the NFL.
You know how high I was on the Odell Beckham signing. He has zero receptions in how many games?
Three games.
Three games that he's played. How many games have they had since they signed him? I mean,
seven.
I mean, zero receptions.
Yeah.
That's a wasted signing.
Raheem Mostert, they just gave him another year on his deal. He's an older running back. They drafted the guy from, was it Wright from Tennessee last year? You need a stable of running back. Still got Jeff. You still got Achan. Like, there's some veterans that I believe they could. Really just gaining money. It's not making your team better. It's getting money now for the future.
And so some draft spots. And some draft choices.
And now we're back to rebuild. We're getting rid of proven players to get money and draft choices. That's a rebuild.
I don't disagree with what Crowder said, though. I think there is a case to be made. I mean, I feel the way that I feel, right? I don't feel like this team is, right now, built to go win anything good, even if Tua hadn't gotten hurt. But there's a case to be made, like, okay, you made a mistake with the backup quarterback situation of your Chris Greer. There's no doubt about that. That can be fixed next year. That can be. And the offensive line can be fixed next year. You trade some of these older players, and you go out and you commit resources to building up the most important part of your team. I believe, like, this team with Tua, Tyreek, McDaniel, Jalen Waddle, right, the core that we think of, you rebuild it, you fix some of the holes. Like, they can go to a playoff game again. I'm just not built on them getting out of this situation where they're not a tough team and they're constantly hurt. And I don't trust Chris Greer to make those decisions. I just don't. As a Dolphins fan, lifelong Dolphins fan, I'm scarred with Chris Greer already. It's too many instances where he's dropped the ball.
Devon has been a good pick.
Hey, we're not getting any pressure on the quarterback. I would say back to you as Chris Greer, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb were my two decisions to come here to rush the quarterback, and they're both hurt now. So you can say back to it, well, the hell, they're both
hurt.
Well,
and you let Christian Wilkins go.
You let Robert Hunt go. Like, the trenches are – it's where we sacrifice. You can't pay two receivers $58 million a year combined and solidify the O-line and solidify the D-line and cap. It's just that you're allotting your money where you think the most important positions are. And with Tua and with that offense rolling last year, keep Waddle, keep Tyreek. We'll score 35 points even if they score 27. It's not looking that way right now.
No, and Tua's gotten hurt. Tyler Huntley's gotten hurt.
Yep.
Skylar Thompson's gotten hurt. Like, talking about the trenches, I mean, one guy goes down, okay. Three guys go down at the same position, it's a problem.
And when you compare people to Kansas City, I'm not saying everybody has Patrick Mahomes, but what did they do in the offseason? Signed a bunch of fat dudes. The Detroit Lions have one of the best lines in football, and they're drafting first-rounders. The Eagles went out there, and when Jason Kelce retired, they went out there and signed them a young guy to replace Kelce. Now they have Lane Johnson and all these Pro Bowl linemen. Is it a coincidence that all the top teams that win double-digit games every single year have a great O-line? It doesn't. It's not sexy, but it's true.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
So we're out here today at the Kaseya Center in the 4 o'clock hour. We're expecting Amy Audibert to drop on by. In the 5 o'clock hour, Jason Jackson to drop on by. I'm sure, I'm imagining, Solana, it'll be pretty packed tonight for the Dwayne Wade ceremony. I mean, I know it's still a Monday night and it's early in the season and it's against the Detroit Pistons, but I'm imagining when they announce this night, this was one of those games where Heat fans were like, yeah, I want to be there. I remember going to the Shaq, me going to the Shaq game, like circling that one going, I want to be there when they raise his jersey to the rafters. So I imagine this is the same for a lot of folks.
Yesterday was like a limited event.
Correct.
So
you had to have a ticket, and it was very limited.
Right, it was very limited. So a lot of people haven't seen the statue. So I imagine, you know, there's a lot of people today that bought tickets because they want to come see the statue now.
Imagine their surprise.
They would have come show D-Wade some love.
They're like, oh, we thought it was going to be done.
So I remember we came to the UD one.
Yep.
Yep, brought my kids and everybody to UD. So I think he's just showing love. D-Wade's going to get up, wave a little bit at halftime.
Stop coming to games, now that I think about it. You came to the NBA Finals, the game that the Heat lost here. You came to UD night last year. Yep. They lost UD night.
Mm-hmm.
Stop coming to games.
I had nothing to do with that. Tell them. Tell Drew Smith to tighten up.
I blame it on my knee for touching the court the other day. I don't know, man.
I tell you what, we got to do something to try to because their win came on the road, right?
Yeah, against Charlotte, yeah.
So they have no home wins yet?
Well, they played one game at
right,
home.
But they have no home wins?
They have no home wins.
And your knee did touch the court before the season?
I can confirm that, yes. My knee made contact with the hardwood.
Interesting.
Take a knee on the basketball court.
I mean, what are you thinking? Hey, go rub your knee on the D-Wade statue. See what happens.
Hang out in the visitor's locker room with that knee.
Who's on Detroit? Anyone I know?
Cade Cunningham.
Oh, go rub your knee on Cade Cunningham.
We got action, Jack.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up on the program. We'll get some headlines. And like I said, Amy Audibert, she'll talk some Heat with us. Maybe Will Mansell will stop by, or Mike Cugno, or Giselle Espinales. There's a whole bunch of people walking around here, but the 4 o'clock hour will be here before you know it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Britney Spears and her husband have separated.
You seen those videos lately?
Can't stop watching them.
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.